Good day, friends and family. Herewith this week's food for the soul. As written by the Blanche Jourdan, recited by the Blanche Jourdan Jr. Kindness is the light that dissolves all walls between souls, families, and nations. Paramahansa Yogananda. This month, we're discussing the truth and wisdom of mystics who could bridge the gap between the East and the West. We've already talked about Rumi and Khalil Gibran, and today we're going to discuss Paramahansa Yogananda and listen to why this man had and still has such a profound influence on my spiritual life. We're often so fearful of anything from the East, as if the men with their gold, incense, and myrrh were a threat to Jesus' Jewish tradition. Yogananda was born as Mukunda Lal Ghosh on January 5, 1893, in Gorakhpur, India. From a very young age, he was interested in spirituality and yoga. In 1917, he founded the Yogoda Satsanga Society in India, which was a spiritual and educational organization. In 1920, he moved to Boston, America, and shortly thereafter, he settled in Los Angeles, California, where he established the Self-Realization Fellowship, also known as SRF. The rest of his life would be spent in America giving lectures on yoga, meditation, and spiritual awakening. His most famous book, his Autobiography of a Yogi, published in 1946, which provides an overview of his life, spiritual practices, and encounters with various spiritual leaders from different religious traditions. But it's his The Second Coming of Christ, The Resurrection of the Christ Within You, that would have a lasting impact on my life and the Christian faith as a whole. How is it that an Indian Hindu monk could teach me so much about Jesus of Nazareth? This monumental book, printed in two volumes and spanning 1,600 pages, covers the four Gospels where he discusses the teachings and life of Jesus from a yogi perspective, emphasizing the universal spiritual truths found in Christianity. He particularly addresses the four Gospels and discusses in detail the relevance of Jesus' influence on each individual's spiritual journey. His commentary and analysis of every aspect of Jesus' life, his insights into Jesus as a teacher and healer, and his explanation of Jesus' parables and miracles leave one in awe of the depth and the theological wisdom and understanding. In his comprehensive work, Yogananda suggests that many of Jesus' teachings have a deeper spiritual meaning that goes beyond the literal interpretation found in traditional Christianity. For him, it was clear that Jesus' words contained universal and timeless truths. He also distinguishes between Jesus, the historical man, and the Christ, Jesus' reflection of the divine. It's as if he understood Pauline theology well. In Richard Rohr's book, The Universal Christ, published in 2019, he also makes the point that the Christ, the Anointed One, is an embodiment of the entire cosmos. Everything is sacred, everything is anointed, echoes Rohr throughout his book. Yogananda distinguishes between our human consciousness, our humanity, Christ consciousness, our in-Godness, divine consciousness, God in us, and cosmic consciousness, God in everything. Here are a handful of passages from this formidable book that are worth remembering. Number 1. Jesus and the Woman of Samaria. The soul needs nothing but to remember the divine wealth it already possesses. Paramahansa Yogananda. He beautifully describes Jesus breaking through the limitations of man-made rules to ask a Samaritan woman for water. Her spiritual healing overflows to her village, and thus she becomes a witness to a journey in Christ. Number 2. Become like little children. Change yourself and you have done your part in changing the world. Paramahansa Yogananda. He refers to Jesus' words in Matthew 18 verse 10, as he paraphrases, "Be careful what you do with these children, for their angels are in the presence of God." He talks about the innocence of children, their receptivity, their ability to forgive, and their enthusiasm to learn and experience. All attributes we can learn from children. Number 3. Jesus and the Rich Young Man. It is spiritual poverty, not material lack, that lies at the core of all human suffering. Paramahansa Yogananda. The lesson he underscores is to sell the goods that possess you, to be honest with yourself because the world is drowning in hypocrisy. If you are honest with yourself, you will find the path to inner peace. Number 4. The Lord's Prayer. Be afraid of nothing, hating none, giving love to all, feeling the love of God, seeing His presence in everyone, and having but one desire, for His constant presence in the temple of your consciousness. That is the way to live in the world. Paramahansa Yogananda. In the context of the entire Sermon on the Mount, Yogananda places this prayer at the center and argues that we should take our prayer life more seriously. Prayer is not God on demand, but rather focused thoughts and intentions. And number 5, the resurrection. When we die, we become, again, one with the great light of the universe. That is the light of the infinite Christ, the God essence and substance of all creation. Paramahansa Yogananda. The resurrection is a manifestation of life, in other words, God, not bound by flesh and blood. It's not a resuscitation of a body, but a revival, a renaissance, a renewal in the presence of God. What the disciples experienced of Jesus after his death was insight more than sight, and thus they were reborn in Christ. Paramahansa Yogananda passed away on March 7, 1952. He was 59 years old. We will delve into these 5 moments in Jesus' life in more detail this Sunday, as Paramahansa explains them and breaks them open like an orange for us to eat together and drink from the water that will quench an eternal thirst. May we as Christians reflect the love of God in every action and reaction, for as Yogananda says, love is the song of the soul singing to God. As always, Ter Blanche. If you would like to join us this Sunday for this profound conversation, please join us at New Spectrum every Sunday around 10 o'clock at the Kolping Chapel, 7 Bicard Street, Durbanville. That is 7 Bicard Street, B-I-C-C-A-R-D. Everyone, and I repeat, everyone, is welcome. Thank you for listening.